Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Empire Radio's Professional Roundtable. I am your host, Jen Reynolds, and today we have with us a very, very special guest all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. He is the owner and the creative at Keeley Designs. Let us all please welcome Kyle Strahl to the show.
Well, thank you for having me here today. I appreciate it.
You are more than welcome, Mr. Strahl. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great weather in Atlanta, and it couldn't be any better here at the office.
Oh, I'm glad that you're doing well. I'm so glad that you're doing great. So tell us a little bit about your great self and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so we are an advertising agency, a very small company here in Atlanta, Georgia. We've been in business for almost 10 years, gone by so quickly now, but we specialize in working with small businesses and internal marketing teams and even some startups here in Atlanta, and really work around their graphic design services. We brand them and, you know, come up with new logos and websites, and we kind of think of ourselves as the brand gurus for people here in Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. You're a small marketing firm. So let me ask you this question, Mr. Strahl. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what propelled you into this profession for the past 10 years?
Sure, yeah. I've always, even as a child, always been very creative. Got into doing a lot of wall murals and throughout high school. And there's, you can go to a lot of different places where I grew up in Indiana and see murals there. Then even that transferred here to Atlanta. And design has always followed me around everywhere I went. Even getting into other jobs, I worked at a law firm for a while, and they noticed some of my talent there and asked me to do marketing. But I think everything really exploded for me when I went and started working for a local advertising agency as a personal assistant for somebody. And they came up to me and recognized, you know, my potential and asked me about an idea for a project. And that then later grew into a position at their firm where I worked for a couple of years, and that inspired me to get out on my own and open up my own company, which I have now, Keeley Design. But essentially it's just talent and creativity just been ingrained in me most of my life. So I do. I think, you know, you don't necessarily have to be the best or the most creative design team or advertising agency to make an impact to the companies that you work with, but I think most importantly is that where we show up and we make our customers and our clients feel special in this relationship and partnership that we have. And we love what we do, and we love to work with people that they love what they do. So it really makes for more impactful design and advertising experience that filters out to their clients and their customers. And I think that's really what we offer here and do differently is we're here on every step of the way, and we're flexible with our staff. We can scale up and scale down for whatever their design or advertising needs are. And we're here to extend knowledge to them along the way, making sure that, you know, they're advertising correctly in their market and it's not just a pretty picture. So, you know, I think most of all it's just the size of our company and how we look at every client that comes in as a partnership rather than just a job. You know, we're here to see them grow along with what we have to offer them to do.
I think that's great. So tell me, where do you see you and your business in the near future? You know, you've been in business in 10 years. I know you're a small firm, and I like what you're doing. You're giving the quality, customized work. You make people feel special. That in itself is unique, and you're flexible. So that's another thing that's unique. Do you see yourself expanding or adding anything different to your business in the near future?
Yes, most definitely. We've actually been ramping up this last year. We're really excited to expand into a bigger office space is one of the near goals that we have. We have a lot of talent on our team already. We have, you know, 6 creative writers and designers and social media people, but we want to expand into other talent and hiring more permanent people here in the office to always have creative people to tap into and really get, you know, our culture moving along even, you know, faster and more intuitively than we already have. So I think really building our team, scaling our office space, and then bringing even in more, you know, different types of companies, bigger companies, but companies that really want to work with a talented team to craft their advertising efforts, I think is what we see in our near future.
I think you have a great vision. You know what? You've been in business for 10 years, so it must mean that you're doing something right. And for those of our listeners who need marketing, this is a nice, he said, nice, small, excuse me, customized firm that treats you as special, individualized, and listens to what it is that you have to say and makes results based upon the information that they're given. So what you can do is visit their website. It's www.keylaydesign, key just like the word is spelled, keylaydesign.com. again, that's www.keylaydesign.com. Al, you can shoot him an email. That's Kyle, kyle@keylaydesign.com. Again, that's kyle@keylaydesign.com. Kyle, I want to thank you so much for coming on and giving information and knowledge as to what it is that people can do in their business. And I wish you much luck and success on your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity on having us on your show.
You are more than welcome, and it was truly my pleasure. And for the rest of our listeners, we'll be right back after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.